us, and I still feel the same. From days filled with regret,
to introduce to you to what this show is all about. This is called Underground Stars, a mix of underground music and astrology. Each week I will feature a mix of different underground music and talk about a zodiac sign. Right now I've been doing a lot of research on astrology and I have my handy dandy zodiac book with me, which I will read you some before we get to our next track. I'm going to start with naming all of the zodiac signs and the dates that they are so you can know what sign you are if you don't know. All right, so let's begin. Aries starts from March 21st to April 19th. Taurus, April 20th to May 20th. Gemini, May 21st to June 20th. Cancer, June 21st, July 22nd. Leo, July 23rd to August 22nd. Virgo, August 23rd to September 22nd. Libra, September 23rd, October 22nd. Scorpio, October 23rd to November 21st. Sagittarius, November 22nd to December 21st. Capricorn, December 22nd, January 19th. Aquarius, January 20th to February 18th. And Pisces, February 19th and March 20th. And by the way, I am a Pisces. So what I would like to say is that this month is the Libra month, and yesterday was actually one of my friend's birthday, two of my friend's birthday. One, Adomako, he is one of my greatest friends and he's a Libra, and he kind of really takes part of what the Libra is. I'm gonna flip to the part where it talks about a Libra, and then I'll talk about the other sign, the person whose birthday was yesterday as well. Let me find it, I'm almost there. I just want to say this is my first show at Hampshire College. I'm very excited because I want to do radio. Just giving you a little brief information about me. Again, this is Wonder Bread. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't even find Libra. This is terrible. It's not a good look for your first show. Not finding what you have to find. Not a good thing. Just letting you know. All right. All right, the Libra, here we go. The scales, I'm just gonna say the description of Libra. Partnership, relationships, ideas, opinions, politics, music, harmony, balance, romance, argument, self-control, good manners, personal appearance, refinement, sophistication, good taste, rational thought, ideas for social well-being. And, all right, so, let's see, the Libra's personality. These are the general personality traits found in people who are typical of Libra. There's the secret Libra, all right, so the Libra's characteristics. The positive part is they're a good companion, artistic, refined, has clear opinions, good negotiator, very strong beliefs, loving, romantic, sense of fair play, able to lead on behalf of good causes, uses intellect when going into action, sincere, charming, communicative, and excellent mediator. And the negative parts, I know some Libras don't want to hear the negative parts, but narcissistic, fearful, indecisive, manipulative, overbearing, and flirtatious. Maybe, I don't know. I have a brother who's a Libra, a father who's a Libra, my best friend, my ex-manager was a Libra, and I kind of got along with all of them. They're pretty cool people. The Libra male, I mean, they have different things about a Libra male. The appearance, the behavior and personality traits of a Libra man wants to make a visual impression that is appropriate to the task at hand, whether it be an international conference, a romantic, or a day on the beach. Gives advice freely, is interested in the opposite sex at all ages, is a master in the art of romance, is very trustworthy, enjoys art and needs harmony, and can be lavish with money, spending it on things that will bring happiness, and has financial ability. So any ladies who want, you know, a man with money, Libras are the way to go. And then the Libra female, the typical Libra woman, is a very aware of her looks, take cares of her body and appearance, uses her natural attraction to get what she wants, presents her opinions, and is excellent at partnership and teamwork, loves luxurious clothes and perfumes, has excellent powers of analysis, and will create a beautiful home. I mean, some people will agree that if they're a Libra, that's how they are, and some don't, you know. Everybody's different. And just letting you know that astrology is just another influence. Anything that influences, you know, there's the Chinese horoscope, there's this type of horoscope, this is the American one, which I like believe in. You know, it's something that is very big in my life, but I'm not going to judge every person by their sign. You know, I always ask what their sign is, but, you know, I try to give everybody the fair, you know, share. Libra and friends. Libras are usually very social people who like to be on the go. Life for Libras revolves around keeping in touch with other people. This is what makes them happy. Libras will work hard for a friend, giving of themselves tirelessly for days on end. When they become tired, they will need to rest completely. But friends should not mistake the Libra's periods as loss of interest. They're just, you know, tired and doing their thing, which is very true. I know some Libras, especially my friend Adomiko, who's very, like, into that, who's always there for me and is very great. There's positive factors of Libras. Libras are loving friends and are unlikely to embarrass anyone with emotional outbursts. A Libra friend is honest and will treat a friend fairly. True. They make sensitive companions for visits to events concerned with the arts. The negative factors of Libras can occasionally try the patience of a friend with their indecisiveness. They can be jealous of a friend who is better looking than they are. Interesting. Friends must also be aware of the periodic depressive moods into which Libras seem to plunge. Such moods can be lightened by a genuine compliment. Friends should never forget that the worst thing for a Libra is to be left alone for too long. If this happens, they can become irritable and sulky, and they can lose their self-esteem. Compatibility chart opposite lists those with whom Libra is likely to have the most satisfactory relationships, which is Aries. So Libras and Aries are supposed to, you know, get along really well. Next week, I will talk about another sign, but since, because we're in the Libra month, so to speak, we are we're talking about Libras today. The other Libra I know is a very good friend of mine, homeboy Sandman, and he's pretty awesome, and he is a Libra, as I said, and he's this great underground rapper. I'm gonna play one of his tracks right now, so.
Seeing you a hard brother to figure out. Saying rules versus taking curses and nigga out. Can't even bring you to clubs, unlimited women out. He just spinning the ignorant rhythms you wigging out. Slid a drag, dragging round that bag that you living out. Cause you don't have any pad, any flat, any crib or house. That beat of your own drum, some more like a bounce to a different couch. Yeah, but I can rhyme. You've been rocking them sweatpants for 10 years. What's up with that bid? boy, is that weird? This isn't a war zone, fatigues are intact here. Your wardrobe screams I'm the brokest cat here. It screams it loud and clear. You need a real career, this isn't North Korea. You're living in a capitalist state and your capital scarce. Yeah, but some are rather direct. Some would rather the S choke. Some would rather the wreck. Some would rather the rescue. When none of that works, cats will gather to test you, but fans will gather to check you. A melody pure and true. Saying you're bugging, not getting on Twitter. Think of all of the fans who love the monitor. Your each and every move, maybe you should consider. The web traffic you lose for trying to have dinner. Without an interruption, every second I doubt. Your mind and extra attention when your record is out. Don't you feel your reluctance to travel the regular route? Could leave you left out. Nah, cause I could rhyme. You're not exactly a backpacker. You're not a gangbanger. You're not a swagger rapper. You're not a hustler, but you're not a slacker. Not a half-stepper, but you're not a capper. You're not a trapper, even though you kept a trapper keeper. You don't hug the block or smoke a lot of reefer. You're not a pimp, you're not a hipster. Even though you got a lot of sneakers, you don't fit the box, so you gon' get out the sneakers. Some are rather direct. Some would rather the S choke. Some would rather the wreck. Some would rather the rescue. When none of that works, cats will gather to test you, but fans will gather to check you. A melody pure and true. You're too big, you're too small. You're too dark, too short, you're too tall. You're too poor, too old, you're too young. You're too slow, you dunce, you're too dumb. And life ain't fun, but here's a little fun fact. It's trying to get done, nobody's ever done that. How ridiculous, reaching for stars, you can't even stare at the sun, Jack. But I can rhyme though, you know what? Fine, shine. Maybe I'm mad because your future's brighter than mine. And you mad enough to slander the standard standing in line. Cause I'm complaining and I'm moaning and take a hold of your moment in time. And that's the thing some people despise. Not even that they trying to pull you down, they really just trying to pull you aside. Anybody who says you're out of your mind for trying to be somebody, somebody, you gotta remind that.
Homeboy Sandman. The song is called Yeah, But I Can Rhyme Though. Look it up. His new song is pretty amazing. It's his new album, is the Good Son. Oh my god, I am obsessed with him. He is honestly one of the most amazing MCs I've met. His birthday was actually yesterday, the same as my friend Adomico. Yeah, I've heard that my mic is a little low, so sorry about that, guys. Just letting you know at the same time that my show actually starts at 4 o'clock. I had to go through the training process and make sure everything was in check. Let me see. Everything is good. But let me go back to the Libras. All right, just to let everybody know, you don't have to believe in astrology. You don't have to believe in anything, honestly, but astrology has a big kind of thing in my life where it kind of shapes up around everything I do. I always think about it, whether or not I get along with people. It's kind of like my excuse for whether I get along with somebody or not. And so let's get back to the Libras from my handy dandy Zodiac book. It's called The Book of the Zodiac, and I've had it for about, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and every time somebody reads it, they're like, oh my god, this is so true about me. But, you know, the same thing, a lot of people always tell me that when you listen to, when you read the newspaper or the magazine that shows your horoscope or whatever, I don't really go by that. I go by the traits of the zodiac, each zodiac sign, instead of, you know, the horoscope that tells me every day what's going to happen in my life. That's not me. Okay, so Libra's leisure interests. Most typical Libras are not overly fond of vigorous, sweaty exercise. This offends their preference for a harmony of the senses. Whatever exercise they do, it must enable them to stay relatively neat and unruffled. Many Libras have a lasting interest in the arts. Of these, music is a high priority. On the whole, typical Libras pursue the following leisure interests: listening to music, studying music history, playing an instrument in a group such as string quartet or a jazz band, listening to poetry. That cannot necessarily be true, but hey, that's what it says. Dancing, especially graceful styles, dressing with sophistication, eating out in romantic settings, the scientific side of cooking, computers, any kind of discussion group. Any of that kind of stuff is kind of the thing of interest that interests the Libras, you know? It might not be true, but for those who are a Libra, but you never know. Here we go. This is the compatibility chart. The Libra. The Libra usually gets along with Scorpios, Sagittarius, Aquarius, Geminis, Leos, and Virgos. They're kind of difficult with Capricorns, Aries, and Cancer, and turbulent with Pisces and Taurus, which could be true. In my case, when I read this about Pisces, which is my sign, and it said some things of me not getting along with certain people of a certain sign can be sometimes true, sometimes not. But just remember, you know, don't judge because of the sign. Judge because you like the person or not, and the sign could be in it, basically. All right, let's go on to one more thing. Libra and love. All right, so this is something interesting. To Libra, love is all. He or she tends to fall in love with love itself and is eager to share life with the partner. The librarian, the librarian ideal is a life that is filled with a peaceful rosy glow of romance. Libra in love will have many of the characteristics listed below. The typical Libra in love is emotionally dependent upon the partner, is casual and easygoing, enjoys romantic settings, will ignore the partner's shortcomings in return for love, does not want a partner who is overly demonstrative, glows with love for the whole world, will do anything to avoid hurting the loved one, gives the loved one complete attention. The expectations. The Libra expects to be supported and cared for, faithfulness and loyalty, to be free to get on with his or her work, a partner to have his or her own separate interests, to be amused, to be admired, and even excelled. Hi guys, I actually have two people in the building.
Two dads.
Two dads. Oh, Daniels. Dan. I just said dads. I'm sorry, Daniels. Oh, Jesus. Lord have mercy. Oh, dear. Okay. And now we're going to go on this one, Libra and sex. Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to know about sex, huh, when they're young. Sorry if you're an old man or a woman listening to this, maybe. Never mind. I'm just going to be quiet. All right, Libra and sex. When a typical Libra makes love, it is not always a passionate experience, unless there are more passionate signs in the Libra chart. Libras may appear to be calm, confident, and in control, but they are often very uncertain about their sexual identity. They are usually very influenced by images of sexual attractiveness in media, and no matter how beautiful or handsome they are, and they are often are, Libras can feel sexually very insecure and uncertain. All this does not, however, lessen Libra's interest in sex. So don't worry, Libras, you still got it in. Just letting you know, if anybody wants to call, the number is 413-559-6766. And we could talk about anything, any suggestions. I'm going to put one song by Immortal Technique, Freedom of Speech. I know a lot of you know him. He's still underground, in my opinion, even though a bunch of people know him. He is truly amazing. So let me put that for you guys.
Freedom of speech, motherfucker.
I got no string to hold me down to make me fret.
Something for the kids.
I can sing, but now I'm free. There are no strings on me.
Step
up in the club smoothly with the L in my hand. Bitches know that I'm a freak like the Elephant Man. Intelligent plans, fuck a record deal. I want development land with my benevolent clan. And that's the reason that I only trust my fam. 40,000 records sold, 400 grand. Fuck a little man, I won't pay anyone else. I'll bootleg it and sell it to the streets myself. I'd rather be that than signed and stuck on a shelf. And because of this, executives try to diss me. Racism frozen in time like Walt Disney. And now they say they wanna get me signed to the majors. If I switch up my politics and change my behavior, trying to tell me what the rhyme about over the beat. Bitch niggas that never spent a day in the street. But I repeat that, nobody can hold my reins. I put the truth on tracks, nigga, simple and plain. I guess to America, I'm a disaster. Oh, no. A slave that was destined to own his masters. Independent in every single sense of the word. I say what I want, you fucking little sensitive herb. This is America. Thought we had freedom of speech, but now you wanna try to control the way that I speak. And O'Reilly, you think you a patriot? Yeah, right. You ain't nothing but a motherfucking racist bitch. Full of hatred, pressing a button, trying to eject me. But I don't got no motherfucking deal with Pepsi. No corporate sponsor telling me what to do. Asking me to tone it down during the interview. Trying to minimize the issue, but I'm keeping it large. I love the place I live, but I hate the people in charge. Speaking is hard when you got strings attached. So I'ma say it for you, cause I don't got none of that. And if you didn't understand what I spit at your brain, ayo son, let the some nigga explain. Come on, son, y'all niggas know the way that I do. ImmortalTechnique.com live for you. And I know sometimes it be making you nervous the way I smash puppet rappers that belong in a circus. You motherfuckers just can't compare. Looking for a fan base that's no longer there. I know that you're scared and you're hiding up in the cut. But this is freedom of speech, nigga. Tell them what's up. Word, nigga. Fuck John Ashcroft. Nigga, fuck Fox News. Fuck those snake-ass bitches trying to manipulate your opinion, telling you what to think. Word the fuck up, nigga. Like, we invading niggas cause we want to free them. You racist motherfucker. You don't give a shit about those people. You can suck my dick. Relax, Tech, relax. Another rum and coke at the bar, nigga. It's my day off. Word up. Fuck. For the kids. For the kids.
And we're back. Okay. I'm going to name some famous Libras. I might not even know them, but hey, you might. Deborah Kerr. She's an actress back in the 1920s. Julie Andrews. She's still kicking. Gandhi. John Lennon. Oscar Wilde. Yeah, those are pretty impressive people. Let me see. Well, I have to give some shout-outs to people that I feel, I hope they're listening. To Homeboy Sandman, Fresh Daily, The Hampshire Crew, E3, you already know, Urban People, Amazin', and Schmack, these two upcoming artists. They're pretty dope. What else can I say? That if you're a Libra and you've heard this, I hope you know that this may not always contain to you, but it's something that you can look into. There's always these websites that you could go on, you know, just Google Zodiac, Libras, and just look at it. I'm just going to name one more thing, the Libra at work. A typical Libra at work takes time to get things right, is usually honest in business, is more often than not in partnership, is a great promoter of ideas, builds a good network of contacts, as well as Libra at home. When at home, a Libra man or woman will spend time just lounging around, listening to music, or reading pleasant books, will enjoy arguing about almost everything with all the family just for the sake of it, uses good taste to create a place of harmony, will be a very gracious host offering a good food, wines while making interesting conversation, will keep the place tidy and clean unless he or she has become resentful due to unfair treatment. So I guess if a Libra is like pissed off at their, mother or siblings or girlfriend or wife, husband, whatever, you know, just like if they're pissed off, they're just going to, you know, not do anything. Maybe, I don't know. I'm not a Libra, I'm a Pisces. But also letting everybody know that I also am doing a show Monday, 2 o'clock in the morning. If you're doing, well, that's Sunday going in the night, 2 a.m. If you're, and I'm doing it with these two guys, which is going to be very interesting. They're both from, one is from Atlanta, one is from Mississippi, and I'm from New York. And we have interesting discussions that were that will take place during the show. Just listen up. It's going to be very interesting. If you're doing homework late night and you just want to take a break, just go to yurt.hampshire.edu. Listen up. At 2 o'clock in the morning, we're going to just have like this crazy opinionated show about everything. You know, we're going to keep it, you know, no personal attacks, but we're just going to have some funny conversation. All right, so I'm just going to have one more song play for tonight. Well, afternoon. I'm about to have dinner in a few minutes. So yeah, listen up. This is Fresh Daily with Homeboy Sandman once again and another dude who is really awesome, PSO. Listen up.
For her pleasure, I'm better under the pressure. My set is tougher than leather. We never under the weather. We run what's under the heavens like tennis under 11. We still alive and we legends. Utilizing all legends and we've been regularly repping since people run was a rapper. Won't bang a chick if she's begging. I'll bang a chick while she's pregnant. I'll eat a rapper for breakfast. They eat a rapper for seconds and spread them into segments and milliseconds. My intellect is a record irregular. I'm catching wreck in your neck of the nebula. Don't ever reckon the step in your baby nates in my section. My radiation affect your molecular. I spit an arc in the octave apocalypse. My friend a knock at the knockers top of this. I'm at the top of the totem pole, holding my pole and my scrotum. Hold me the stone and it's rolling with no erosion. You need to check.
Yo,
yeah.
Squad is here. Yeah. My crew in here. Yeah. We do this here, so. Yeah. The squad is here. Yeah. My crew in here. Yeah. We do this here, so.
The jig is up. You ain't really tough. You a little bitty punk, little goat, Billy Gruff, and I'm silly with the tongue. Roll the fillies up, girlies, get your titties sucked. We don't really give a fuck, and I'm chilling in the cut. The dust died down. You was upside down. Who the tough guy now? Please pipe down with your tough guy crown. Flow hyperspace, leave you in the dust right now. Rush like blah, spin and make the beat drop. Fresh got the G-Shot, Sand got the Reeboks. P-Hot like T-Pot, you don't wanna test me. What am I, clown dog, not Joe Pesci? Your best team, dead meat. When it come to reaching goals, yes, he's Gretzky. Stunting on a 10-speed. Superman, get the loot again. Stash it at the Hoover Dam, skate out with my hula.
Yo, the squad is here, my crew in here. We do this here, so. The squad is here, my crew in here. We do this here, so.
Hello, I'm the captain of the army, armed with an arsenal of samples if you want me. I'm lethal with the weapon, find me speeding through your section. If you need a resurrection, people my collectors like the needle to injection. The antidote, my fan is dope, my handle flows. Homeboy saying, oh, Picasso, my squad so monstrous. Animals, you damage us, impossible, preposterous. My niggas is cannibals and ravenous. Inhabitants are scandalous and home of the vandals and writers of the manuscripts, writers of the iron horse. The flyers of the writers residing with shots of fire off, running the entire course. My admirer is admired by my finest in the mirror. All our kings say hi to your highness. Climbing up the ladder, the freshest ever mentioned. And the rest don't even matter, cause all we spit is fire.
Yo, the squad is here, my crew in here. We do this here, so. The squad is here.
Alright, that was Get On Down with Fresh Daily, PSO, Homeboy Sandman. It's also on YouTube, just check it out. Anything with Homeboy Sandman, you'll see him upcoming everywhere. He's going to Atlanta October 8th. Who else? I'm just going to, next week's show, again, Saturday at 4 o'clock. not 4:30. It's going to be 4 o'clock on the dot. We're going to be talking about another Zodiac sign. It'll be another bunch of underground artists. Again, this show is called Underground Stars. This is Wonder Bread. And again, I have another show coming up tomorrow, 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, technically Monday, 2 o'clock in the morning. You're still doing up homework. Just go up, listen to some music, and listen to a crazy-ass show that's going to happen. So, all right. So, see you guys later.
Addicted now because of the lack of education around what's happening in certain places.
Lack of education.
Yeah. But let's say...